Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paplin here, and thank you so much for joining me in episode 865 of Ask Pat. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Rob, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is an amazing company serving over 3 million business owners, including myself, with managing our books, so with bookkeeping, managing the income, our expenses, but also invoicing. This is really important because if you do any invoicing of any kind, it can take a lot of time. The invoices don't always get tracked well. Well, this is what FreshBooks does really, really well. In less than 30 seconds, you can create a professional-looking invoice and even keep track of not only who's paid, but who's even opened the invoices that you sent out. So if you want to check out FreshBooks for free and use it in your business to help you, all you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's question from Rob.
Hi, Pat. My name's Rob, and I run a podcast called Youth Baseball Edge. And thank you, by the way, for the smart podcast player. I've been using it on my podcast, and I think it's fantastic. Anyway, my question is, how long should it take to edit each individual podcast episode? Because right now, it takes me around 5 to 6 hours to edit each podcast episode. And it seems to me that that's ridiculously high. So when I edit each episode, I have interviews and I edit those interviews so that they're a little tighter. You know, I don't want long gaps of blank space in between answers or between questions and answers and things like that. We just want to tighten it up a little bit. I also want to edit the things that I say before and after the interviews. I also have segments that I edit because I have segments aside from the interviews themselves. I also write up the show notes myself so that I post it up on the blog, as well as I create my own cover art for each episode and you know, various other things like that. And so in all, when you add it all up, it takes about 5 to 6 hours each episode. And it seems to me that that's really obscenely high. And maybe that's normal, but I'm not really sure. So I asked another podcaster how long it takes her, and she said that it takes about that long for her as well, but I'm not sure if we're anomalies. Maybe we're, you know, it's too small of a sample size and I need to ask more people to find out more. Maybe Pat, you know, some other podcasters who do it all themselves from start to finish. Maybe you could know better how much it should take. I know you have a team that helps do it for you. So any answers that you could provide for this would be really helpful to help me figure out if I'm being too much of a perfectionist or if I'm kind of on track or not. So I appreciate you taking the time to answer this question. And thank you so much for all you do for SPI and for AskPat. And you were really one of the inspirations for me doing my own podcast. You and John Lee Dumas had two great tutorials. So I appreciate those very much. And thank you very much.
Hey, Rob, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. And trust me, I know exactly how you feel, because when I started out, I was doing podcasts, everything that you talked about, on my own as well, from the editing to the show notes to the graphics to the uploading, everything. I did it all myself, and I had done that for about 4 years until I finally started experimenting with having other people help me with that. And it started on this show, Ask Pat, because I wouldn't have been able to get the show done if it wasn't for getting hired help. And then I quickly got addicted to how amazing it was to let other people help me. I was very kind of just scared of doing that. I didn't trust other people. It had to be done my special way. But I soon realized that other people could do that same thing for me in the way that I wanted it to be done, and have it done much faster and probably much better than me too, because I can then focus on just the content creation, and they could focus on just the production aspect of it. But anyway, then I migrated help over to the Smart Passive Income podcast, and kind of the rest is history. But I remember what it was like doing it all myself at first. And it was fun, but yeah, it was taking up a lot of time. And it was probably taking at first about 5 to 6 hours to edit my shows. Some of the first episodes probably took a lot longer than that, because I was trying to make it perfect. I would edit out every little pause that seemed kind of awkward. I would even take out all the ums and things like that. I would go way above and beyond with the show notes and the graphics and things like that, which are important, right? It's important to produce great quality information and great quality in terms of visuals and audio. But I will say that if it's stopping you from wanting to produce a podcast, then there's a problem. And you had said that, well, are you just probably worried too much about being perfect? And typically, and this is for everybody, if you begin to ask yourself that question about something you're doing, am I trying to be too much of a perfectionist here? If you ask yourself that question, then the answer is probably yes. That's what I found typically to be the case. So now I'm at a point, and like you said, Rob, I have a team. I just want to acknowledge that. I spend however much time it takes to get a person on the show to interview and record that episode, and that's it. Or with Ask Pat, it literally takes me the length of this podcast episode and maybe an extra 4 to 5 minutes to listen to the speakpipe.com voicemails that come in and outline a quick answer. And that's it. So 15 minutes per episode. But of course, these episodes are much shorter. But here's the thing. With the Smart Passive Income podcast, I realized the same thing, that it was taking quite a bit of time. So I became very conscious of what I could do better and more efficiently. So for the graphic design, for example, I already had a master file that was the exact right size, that had the right font already ready for me to just change the text for. So a graphic that would normally take me a half hour to an hour would only take me 10 to 15 minutes. With the show notes, I had templates and things already available, and I could just change the text. And again, that probably didn't save me a ton of time, but it saved me a little bit of time. And the biggest thing that I did was just simply not touch the audio, especially with the interviews. When you are having a conversation with somebody and you begin to remove some of the pauses and some of the things that happen in the middle of that conversation, just to, like you said, tighten it up, what you're actually doing is making it less natural. And that's what I found, that when you just leave the audio alone as much as possible, yes, to you, it's going to sound awkward because you know that you can remove some of those things, or it's just not tight to you. But to the person listening on the other end, it becomes just a normal conversation. Imagine if you were having a real conversation with somebody in real life, and that conversation was tightened up in the same way that you're tightening up your podcast episodes. It would actually sound very unnatural and very just weird, right? Now, I'm not saying that what you're putting out there is weird, but what I'm saying is you're probably spending too much time on the audio engineering portion of it. And so especially if it's just interviews, just let it be, Rob, and you'll find that you're probably going to shave hours off your production time once you kind of let yourself do that and you implement all these little templates and workflows along the way too. So yeah, the more templates that you can use, yeah, you're going to save maybe an hour using that. But more so, you're going to save a lot of time if you let yourself just be you and let your audio be the way it's recorded. Now, of course, there's going to be moments where you'll want to edit things out, but don't worry about it so much, okay? What you need to worry about is producing great content amazing content that is helpful, connecting with the right people on your podcast and getting it out there and marketing it. Because yes, it might take you 5 hours at this point to edit a show, but I hope it would take as much time, if not more, to actually market those episodes as well. And so don't forget about that portion of the process too. So shorten the time that you'll use for creating the episode, increase the time that you use to market it, and you're going to find that you're going to have a lot better results, and you're going to have just a lot more fun doing it too, because the editing stuff, especially with the audio, it's cumbersome, right? And it's stuff that only you know happens. And I'm guaranteeing you that let it go a little bit and you're going to find that you're going to enjoy the process of creating your podcast in whole much more. So Rob, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. So my assistant Jessica will reach out to you in the next couple weeks and we'll get that all set up for you. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you guys listening in today. And make sure you subscribe to Ask Pat if you haven't subscribed yet. Just head on over to iTunes and look up Ask Pat and subscribe from there. We're approaching episode 900, and I'm going to start dropping hints related to various things that relate to the $1,000 a day giveaway 5 days leading up to episode 1,000 later this November. So make sure you subscribe. Finally, here's a quote, an old saying, actually. I don't know who said it, but I love it. And it does relate to what we talked about for Rob's question today. That is, men trip not on mountains, they stumble on stones. All right, thanks guys. Appreciate the support, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.